The plan is in place at long last. This has been a huge issue for the surfers in Tullamore Strand and for people locally for a very long time. For many years since I came into the chamber, it's been talked about. So we're getting to the stage now where we've seen Jennings and O'Donovan are now the consultants, and they've been appointed for this. And the look is that we are going to see this come to fruition sometime this year. Now, that's a little vague on the report that we got this morning, so we'd like to emphasise the importance of getting this done. It'll be fantastic to see it done, obviously, before the summer season. I can't see that being realistic at this stage. However, there's supposed to be new access, toilets, new mapping is all there. So it's a good news story, and it needs to be addressed ASAP. We need to get this done and dusted for once and for all for the access, for the safety of people and for the safety of our surfers.
Could you give me some idea of what's in the plan? I know there was issues with access to the beach, including access for emergency services. Does the plan address that?
The plan does address that. The plan has taken into consideration all of the landowners and their issues and access rights and all of that. So all that work has been carried out, it's all been done, and the negotiations have taken place. So there's been a lot of work going on in the background. There's been a number of workshops here in council over the head of this, the situation. So, no, we see the plan, the mapping is there for us to see today, and we're delighted to see it come to this stage.
Who's involved in this plan? Is it the County Council, or the surfers, community groups? Who's behind it?
The community groups, the surfers, were the drivers of this plan. Without a shadow of a doubt, it came from them. And then the County Council had to come on board. They would have been through the Bundoran Town Council at the time as well. That would have been always talked about and discussed about the access. It's an absolutely fantastic strand, a beautiful beach. Access was always a problem and quite dangerous. So the County Council have come on board and they have had discussions with landowners. It took a long time, but it was a slow process and an important process to go through, so everybody will be satisfied with the outcome.
There is some concern about the timeline. There isn't a definite timeline for when it will start or when construction will actually begin on the work there.
That's what we're a bit annoyed about when we see it in the report today. We know it says on the report that it will happen sometime this year, but we would like to see it happen imminently, and we will have that discussion with the powers that be now after the meeting and see what happens.
Now, this whole issue of Tullamore Strand, it has been going on for a very, very long time. Are you convinced today's plan is the resolution, the final resolution of it?
Yes, I am, and I would hope to see it come to fruition ASAP.